So today is All Saints. It's one of the seven principal feast days of the church, by the way. It's a pretty big deal in the church because All Saints Day is a commemoration of our connection to every saint, every person that is recognized for their faith in Christ. Many churches today, including us, will be remembering those that we have lost, because remembering gives us the chance to reflect on how we are connected still through Christ, especially in the Eucharist. During Holy Communion, we invite the Spirit to be part of the process of change, and she creates for us a thin space in which we are closer to God and to all those who are with God. A Lutheran pastor once wrote so eloquently, "As we seek and find our risen Lord, we shall find our dear departed. They are with him, and we will find the reality of their continued life through him. The saints are part of the church. We worship with them. They worship the risen Christ face to face, and while we worship the same risen Christ under the veil of bread and wine at the altar." So I always think of the altar as a meeting place for us and for God, where we meet our loved ones because they're with God. Our Christian faith gives us the assurance of eternal life with Christ and the hope of eternal communion. I know that as I receive Eucharist every week, I'm connected with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, including my grandmothers and grandfathers, my father-in-law, my favorite saints, my friends. As I participate, I'm aware again that I am a member of the body of Christ. I am a living cell in a spiritual organism connected with other cells and sharing in the body of Christ himself. Now, it used to be that this feast day was a commemoration of the martyrs who had died for their Christian beliefs and practices in the early church. But over the years, it evolved into this remembrance and awareness of an entire communion of saints. And that's a term that refers to the spiritual union of Christians living and the dead, all part of the mystical body of Christ. We even talk about the communion of saints in the Apostles' Creed that we use in baptisms. But I keep thinking that if we are living beings connected to a living Christ, we are not just connected to those who have passed on to glory, but we are spiritually connected with every part of the body of Christ. And that means people living in faith in every corner of the world. Through Jesus, we are woven together with people we've never met. Or maybe we have met and we didn't notice because they don't live in our neighborhoods or shop at our Safeway. Our gospel reading today is Luke's version of the Beatitudes. Probably the more popular one is the one in Matthew. But the one that we read today is from Luke. And on first pass, it kind of seems like an odd pairing with today's themes of universal connectedness and everlasting life of All Saints Sunday. But Jesus' words today promise comfort to those who've had it rough, those that haven't caught a break, those that live paycheck to paycheck, suffering and struggling. And to those that have had it easy, he says, watch out. Jesus tells his audience that they should rethink life through the lens of God's justice and mercy, through the Beatitudes. Maybe the advantages that people have in life are just an illusion. What if all the things that we think we need in this world are really things that are making us poor in spirit? And the folks that are struggling, the poor in reality, are the blessed ones, rich in spirit. What if there was not much separation at all between the haves and the have-nots? Maybe there's no difference in God's eyes. What if we're all connected and more alike than we could ever possibly imagine? All children of God, all loved not for what we have and what we work for, but how we love. Jesus declares that there's a group that have always been put down, that we have not wanted to look at or accept, that they are blessed. The Greek word for this group, the poor, in this passage, I'm going to try not to murder this, I'm not a Greek scholar, is patakoi. And it's a very interesting word because there's not a lot of words that start with a P and T like this word does. P and a T. There is another word in Greek that does start with a P and a T, and it's the word patou. And it's where the cartoon sound of spitting, patui. It's where it comes from, seriously. So this word patou, the word for poor, then shares its meaning with the word spit. Blessed are the spat upon. As professor of religion Richard Swanson says, blessed are the people who are made into warning signs of the possibility of catastrophic collapse, of abject failure, people who are impossibly weary of the phrase, there but the grace of God. It's some kind of odd kingdom of God to be associated with such people. And yet we are, because we've always been in Jesus, because we always will be connected. There's an old hymn that I remember from childhood, and the lyrics say, in Christ there is no east and west, in him no south or north, but one great family bound by love throughout the whole wide earth. Now, I think I'd have to go and add another verse to this old hymn to say that in Christ we are one great family bound in love throughout all of time and space, beyond the veil of death, across racial, social, and economic barriers. We are connected in love and are all valuable members of the body, living cells that make up a greater being than all of us. Today and every day, we are witnesses to God's magnificent and transformative love and are called to be instruments of God's purpose. We are Christ's own. With the communion of saints, with the company of heaven on this side of eternity and the next, now and forever. Amen.